And this is guest host Russ Dizdar tonight on SurviveToThrive.net. Thank you, Steve. And listen, January the 19th, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we've been talking about on Monday night the nature of God versus the globalist God, small g, counterfeit spirituality. And let me tell you something, everybody, that we are in the... Well, we're seeing the emergence of globalism. We're seeing that eventually there'll be a crashing in through the chaos anarchy principle, the establishment, and then the full presence of globalism. Now, we all know that. We know politically, we know economically, we know on the military basis that it's all moving that direction. I want to ask you a question. Is there something that fuels the ideology and the passion for globalism? Is there really something more than just the idea of world unity? We're going to take a look at that tonight, and I'm going to give you some reasons why we need to look at the nature of God. We looked at on Monday night that God is immaterial, that he cannot be put under the scope, under human technology, under a microscope, under the physics of man. Now, that's Monday night. We did that at 6 p.m. And tonight, it is literally, listen, in this topic for the week, the nature of God versus the globalist God, small g, and its counterfeit spirituality. I'm going to tell you right now, that is the grand delusion of the ages. It will be the apex and pinnacle of Luciferic delusion and, spiritual manifestation in the world that we're living in. So the topic this week, all four nights, the nature of God versus the globalist God, small g, and the counterfeit spirituality. Tonight here, as the guest host on SurviveToThrive.net, we have the title up, God is Indestructible. You cannot injure, pin down, or kill God. Now, for some, that's going to be a strange concept. Let me ask you a question. Many of you out there are believers, and you walk and you say, hey, I know God. I walk with God. God is real. In theology, we call it pure actuality. Not that God is potentially real, but that he's actually real. And there's the, attributes, the idea of the nature that God has revealed about himself, being immutable, being infinite, being immaterial, being immortal. Now, we touched on some of this Monday night, but tonight specifically, God is indestructible. Now, why is that important? What if you live all of your life as a believer, all of your life following the Bible, all of your life going to church, you die, you get to heaven, and God's not there. You get to heaven and God's not there. Now, of course, I'm just being, I'm just throwing this out as a question to engage thought. You get to heaven and God's not there. Now, let me ask you a question then. Who built heaven? Where did heaven come from? How did you get up there? And if you're up there looking around in the heavens for God, where did God go? And so I want you to understand something. I'm bringing this out as part of the clash of the ages when it comes to the globalism and the New Age counterfeit alternative spirituality, because there is a fight. There is a source out there that has sought to kill God. Did you hear what I said? There is a source out there that sought to kill God, not once, but now twice. And the pinnacle of the attempted homicide of God is part of what globalism is all about. And there will be the third and final attempt, literally, listen, to annihilate God. We're going to look at that tonight as we're into this, revelation of God being indestructible. So I want to challenge all the New Agers and the seekers out there, and that I want to say thank you for being a seeker and a searcher. And if you're listening, and even if you're monitoring the show like some do, the Luciferians and Satanists and others, well, that's good too, because what we're going to share tonight is not true about the light-bearer Lucifer that you refer to. What you have embraced is finite, no matter how magnificent in the eyes-only revelations of Satan's presence that you've seen, experienced, or heard about. Doesn't make any difference who's met with Satan. It could be all the one-third elect angels that had, listened and fallen. It could be all the dark spirits combined, the total collective forces of hell, joining with the fallen cherub. And you still do not have infinity. You've got to understand. Now, we're going to deal with this on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Give you some great definition of the idea of infinite and infinity in the nature of God. And that there is, as we find out in Isaiah. Now, you can check it out later. Study your Bible. If you're a researcher, an honest seeker, take a look at Isaiah 46 later on. See the omniscient presence of God. See the omnipresent revelation of God. See the omnipotent revelation of God. Notice in Isaiah 46, the claim of God, of Yahweh, of God, is that there is no one like me, he says. Take a look at that. There's no one else, and there's no one like me. And so in the book of Isaiah, you have this enormous revelation of God in the context of the territorial, celestial, the demon gods, gods and goddesses of the day. You're going to find that the people of the day were into all kinds of real gods, goddesses, spirituality. But in the revelation of the infinite, uncreated, unmoved mover, some have said this is God, the furthest one back, but there is no back when it comes to God. When we refer to the furthest thing back, we're creatures of time and space, of having a starting point, of a finiteness. Even right now, you are in one place. You're listening to what I have to say. I'm in one place. I'm not in Cleveland. I'm not in Nashville. I'm not in St. Louis. No, I'm not. I'm right here. And as we're talking with you right now, there's even a limited number. I don't know how, whether it's thousands upon thousands or whatever, of those who are listening. Everything we are about, there's limitations. There's limitations on how high you can jump, how fast you can run. Even how much food you can eat, even though you might want to challenge me on that. I guarantee you can't eat nonstop for a week. And no, you can't eat a cow in one setting, though some people seem to have. You can't eat a cow in one setting. There's limitations. Listen, as human beings, we need to understand that. And we know that when it comes to frailty, sickness, sin, war, all kinds of things that we seem to have no power over, including death. We are, can I say it this way, destructible. Let me say it again, and I know that there'll be those that write me about this, but I'm going to say it this way. We are destructible. Lives can be destroyed. Lives can be ended. Things change when it comes to us. But there's a passage in the book of James. I don't know if you've ever read it, if you've ever looked at it, if you've ever really thought about it, that when it comes to God, that he's called, well, the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Again, a reference to the immutability of God. This concept of the immutability. God does not evolve. God does not grow. God does not work out to get stronger. God does not read books to learn, you know, to gain more information. He doesn't have to go to Rosetta Stone and learn find a new language. Omniscience, the totality of knowledge on an infinite level. Omnipresent, everywhere, the locality of God on an infinite level, beyond matter, beyond creation, beyond the universe, beyond the heavens. Even the heavens are part of creation. Take a read, if you want to, later on in Colossians chapter 1 about how God, Christ, has created all things in heaven and in earth, visible and invisible, thrones and powers and dominions, all of it. Read about this in John's Gospel chapter 1. All of it. Read about it in Genesis chapter 1. All of it. Read about it in the Psalms. All of it. Read about it in Hebrews chapter 1. God, the Creator, out of the immaterial, living, infinite, immutable, indestructible, immortal God, comes the material world, universe. The atoms, the protons, the particles, the substance of all that is, and you and I, the ability to hear my voice, your ears, your eyes, your hands. Well, listen, this is why we read in the Psalms, I am fearfully and wonderfully made as a human being. The things that we don't like, you know, the things that we do not like are, it's the fact that we live in a ragged edge of a world. We know our own sin. We know our own guilt. We know our own problems. We know our own pain, mentally, emotionally, physically, all these things. Now, even death. All of this, though, I'm going to say again, these are the things that are an intrusion to the original. The original, the Imago Dei, majesty, eternality. Listen, we were the apex. Genesis 1 and 2. Now, we've said it again, I'll say it right now. You will never understand the world we live in if you do not understand that it's abnormal, that it's broken, it's not what God meant it to be. Fallen. You can call it dysfunctional, but sin brings dysfunction, is dysfunction. It's an insurrection. To slap somebody and punch them in the face, that's a sin against God. To rape somebody, that's a sin against God. God says, don't do that. Yet humanity does. God says don't cheat, don't lie, don't steal in the world of economics. Don't be a warmonger as far as starting and just consuming others. Don't be a thief, don't be a pervert. God says don't do that, but humanity does. And humanity opened this door. Well, listen, once again, survivetothrive.net. We're a quarter, 15 minutes into our discussion tonight. You can write during the show, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. That's the introduction tonight into this part of the series this week. And we're dealing with God is indestructible. Now, that's important. That's important because it has everything to do with the Word of God, everything to do with the birth, the life, the words, the works, the cross, Christ. Everything to do with the church, everything to do with the end of days, everything to do with eternity. How would we get into eternity without God? The cause of God is indestructible. The church Christ is building, the real church, is indestructible. Christ, his word, well, listen, we're going to find that the indestructible nature of God is in what he speaks and what he does, what he reveals, and what he's planning. That is incredibly good news. Let me say to the Luciferians, globalists, New Agers, and those that are involved in, the mystery schools, that all of what you get into is finite, destructible, has an end and has limitations. And may I say, involves the plotted and very purposeful delusion, deceit, prophesied by the Spirit, the uncreated, immortal, infinite, eternal Spirit of God. That all of what you're seeing today, that ominous feeling in the air, that reality that something catastrophic beyond Haiti, beyond the tsunami, beyond Katrina, beyond 9/11, beyond all of that, World War I and World War II, something catastrophic is coming. And whether it's occult streams, New Age jargon, 2012ers and catastrophe, whether it's the concept of chaos before the New World Order, or the biblical accurate revelation, infallible, inalterable, if I can say it that way, unalterable, insights to actual future human history, what's coming about. So, can you get to heaven and God not be there? Listen, I've had people tell me to come over, or I've gotten to a certain place, and it's all locked up, or it's closed, or the person I'm seeking is not there. Simply not there. Or not available. And I want you to hear, when it comes to the nature of God, it's not about God ever being unavailable. Now, if somebody is in hell and you're lost and it's over and you've chosen to reject the truth that could save you and bring you to majesty, well, let me tell you, on that side of the fence, God is still there, but for you, forever unavailable. Now, I pray that's not your plight. I read 2 Thessalonians 2 that human beings perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. What is your choice? And by the providence of God, that is that supernatural arrangement of God. You may be listening tonight, and God is summoning you to come to Christ and find what it means to be saved, to know God and have the gift of eternal life. Why not? What's wrong with that? Well, let's take a few minutes to give some of the announcements, and we got about 10 minutes before Steve comes back and gives some announcements also, but let me mention that I appreciate those who do write, and again, I have to tell you that we're behind and unable on a human basis because of our limitations to get to everybody. But we are praying over and seeing who we can and how we can do it better. Let me also say that we care about Haiti and the people down there. We've heard all kinds of arguments. I've had people send me things saying just leave the people alone or take care of people here first or whatever else. Whatever your choices are, I mean, clear on the www.shatterthedarkness.net site. We have put out a message, Haiti Voodoo Pact with the Devil and the Gospel. 99.9% of those that have engaged it by the thousands have, there's appreciation for what we've said and done. We've had people at Port-au-Prince, Haiti, downloading our MP3s prior to the earthquake and not since. And so we have also connected where people can bring help. And before we put out the message, before we've said anything, before we've done anything else, we have put our limited dollars to the rubber of our souls. I mean, we put our money where our mouth speaks. And so we're giving, and we've given again, and we've given a third time, and we will continue to scrape and see what we can do to help out, because we have connection to Haiti. And my daughter's leadership, where she is involved in ministry, has gone down and has been down there many times. And she's plotting to go down. So, listen, 200,000 souls. Are we destructible? I don't believe humanity's something like a big lighter, you know, that once it's used, just throw it away. I reject the concept of Richard Dawkins and atheists and others that when we die, that's all there is. We're just simply erased, because there's something about the fact that God, what he says in Ecclesiastes, God has set eternity in our hearts and we can't fathom what God has done from beginning to end. So all around us, we know there's an underground shadow government, shadow military, shadow religion. Well, there's shadows out there for sure. And even if you reject the concept of a real extra-dimensional entity and the powers of another force in opposition to God, seeking the delusion of man for a platform, I'll say it right now, the ultimate goal of globalism is to gain a platform to strike out and annihilate God once and for all. You see why we're talking about the indestructibility of God? I want to mention quickly tonight, if you do go to shatterthedarkness.net, that is where you can find out everything you listen. I know we have a lot of new folks that hear this voice, and I'm new to you. And shatterthedarkness.net has my bio, has all the information, has hundreds of downloads to help you. Simple stuff on discipleship, many other things, a series on the abyss, even the ones that Steve Quell and I have done together that he did an interview with me on. And there's a training course. If you're a believer in Christ and you want it, it's the same thing we've done here to train others. It's now up free this month in January, called Confronting the Powers. And just click on it there, and it's yours to download and use. Let me also say that you can, again, go to the site, find out everything else. We've got other broadcast podcast materials that we've got out all over the place, and you just got to take your time. But I want to tell you really quickly here, because people have asked, there's two conferences coming up in another month and a half, 2 months. One in St. Louis in the beginning of April 2010. It's called The Truth Is Out There, Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. Let me say it again. The Truth Is Out There, Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. It's going to be in St. Louis. If you go to the shatterthedarkness.net site, you can click on. There's a PDF file. It's going to be held at a local church. I've been there. I went there when they held another one. Dr. Mary Jo Schneller will be one of the speakers. I will be one of the speakers. Dr. Gregory Reed will be one of the speakers, and Tony Cowell will be also one of those speakers. Now, here's the topics: alien encounters, witch hunts and missions, psychic warfare, false signs, wonders, demonology, and exorcisms. So if you go to there, you just click on it, you get a PDF file and see who to contact about coming to the conference in April 2010, Christian Symposium on the Paranormal. It will be April the 9th. And the 10th, coming up soon. Second conference is in Nashville, April 23rd, 24th. And Tom Dunn coordinating everything, setting it all up. It's called the Last Days Conference, April 23rd, 24th, 2010, Nashville, Tennessee. And he will have up a, and so you can go there and click the flyer if you want. Take a look at who's going to be there. They're going to allow me to speak at this conference. Mike Bennett from Future Quake Radio. Guy Malone, Roswell, New Mexico. And Chris White, everybody knows, Nowhere to Run on the web. And Mike Tater. And you can, check. There'll be even more and more and more information coming out about those. So I hope to see you there. Hope you'll plan to come. Always great to meet everybody. We always try to set up dinners and fellowship time to see everybody. Last time, folks from seven states came into the conference in Mansfield. So we're hoping that folks in Nashville will come to that one. St. Louis will come to that one. But travel, come on down. We'd like to see you there. Check it out. Enough said about all that. We want to go back to tonight's discussion. During this 1 hour, you can email shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. And sometimes we can get comments in. Sometimes we can respond to what's been put out there. Now, listen, I had somebody just write me today, believe it or not. I'm going to respond to them today, too. I will respond to this individual. But they have... they have put up my grandfolks came from in 1919, Dalmatia, Croatia, where the Dalmatian dogs come from. Dalmatia, Croatia, Yugoslavia. Back then, came to Ellis Island, learned English, got jobs, American citizens all their life, and got to lead my grandmother to Christ the year before she died. And I was there the moment she died. What an experience. Thank God for an indestructible God. Because indestructible God means indestructible love, indestructible gift of eternal life, indestructible grace, indestructible mercy, indestructible work of God, indestructible words of God. And that's why I want you to know, too, the Word of God is unlike anything. On a human scale, the Word of God, the Bible, is the most uncontested, both Old and New Testament manuscripts. I mean, it's beyond anything else in their field as far as on a human level, let alone the Spirit of God. Though it's been attempted to be destroyed and annihilated and burned, it's indestructible. Now, Jesus referred to that himself. Tonight, as we talk about God being indestructible, as some of you might be out there considering where you are, now you either know God and God is in your life, or you don't know God and God is on the outside. That's because of the fallen nature. We are in a fallen world. We're broke off from God. That's what it's all about. That's what man's search, whether in philosophy, man-made religions, in our poetry, in our music, or in our technology. You know, if that's what CERN, the Super Collider, is all about, trying to get a sliver of God, again, they're not going to be able to, as we said Monday night, pull God under the scope, slice a piece of the, well, skin of God and or power of God or presence of God and use it, dissect it, whatever else. They're going to continue to scratch at the material universe. And that's okay, because every ounce, whether a proton, whether a particle, whether an atom, whether DNA, whether, you know, all of it, the heavens, all of existence, creation. Check it out, Romans chapter 1. Check it out in the Psalms. It pours forth speech. There is a communication from creation. Romans 8 reveals that creation is a living, sentient presence. Not because of New Agers and spiritual evolution, but because of the creation of God. It responds to God. Look at Romans 8. You'll see that it's under decay. That's why there's earthquakes, tsunamis, tectonic plates shifting. The planet we're on, and listen, there is a decay. There's a degrading. And the closer we get to the end, we're going to see more of it and see the devastations that it brings. Is the planet destructible? Sure. Matter of fact, we're going to find out that the heavens, that the earth will melt the elements under the fire, the final fire of God changing everything. The destruction of the heavens and the earth as known right now will be also replaced. New heaven, new earth. How's that going to come about? Infinite, immeasurable, immortal, immutable God. Hey, let's take a few notes here from Steve Quell tonight. I'll be back in just a couple of moments. And we do say thank you to Steve Quell tonight. Listen, we do need to be prepared, and even in the book that we put out called The Black Awakening, Rise of the Satanic Super Soldiers, we've got information in the back concerning the issues of preparation. And I think a lot of you who listen to this show and have listened to Steve for years and others, Tom Horn and many others, have realized that we live in a world that, well, we see the writing on the wall, per se. We see the signs of the times, and we're concerned. Now, I'm going to go over three issues on this subject tonight about the indestructible nature of God. Now, I'm going to do this in the context of verses. The spiritual presence, or God with a small g, that is behind the emergence of globalism. Now, all of us know that there is an emerging globalism. The ideology is out there and has been there growing. It is traced back to occult-oriented writings, whether you go back to Albert Pike or Alice Bailey or Helena, many others. Listen, the concept, the drive, the evolution of globalism has a spiritual, has a spiritual source. And we need to understand that. We need to understand the spiritual source behind it. Now, there's an emergence. Biblically speaking, this globalism will have this crashing in. The breaking of the old order, the beginning of a new order. It's kind of like the counterfeit between Old Covenant, New Covenant, Old Testament, New Testament. And so this idea that in the coming chaos, rebellion, revolt, whatever you want to call it, the anarchy that will emerge, not just emerge, it will come crashing out like a inverted satanic Pentecost, empowering, unleashing, what New Agers have called a planetary spiritual wave. But it's not what they think. It will bring a forced globalism. There will be the development or the establishment and then the massive, massive presence of globalism to the very end. The end of its purpose and of God's intervention of it. So all of us that understand that globalism, you know, we all love humanity. We all want to help people. And we know, as a believer in Christ, I know what it is to want to win souls and, you know, feed the hungry and bring people into the home to live that need a place. And all, you know, that's just simply a part of our nature, part of what we are. But I want you to understand that counterfeit spirituality has bled its way into the educational system, philosophical writings, science, technology, physics, theoretical physics. You're going to find the spirituality that I'm referring to is, number one, alternative, purposely so, counterfeit, purposely so, finite in nature, and ultimately destructible. Now, I said I'm going to use that word all the way through, so destructible, Revelation 19:20. Read about the Great White Throne. Read about all of that. Ultimately, this counterfeit spirituality, alternative spirituality, the force that has developed it and that will manifest it into, you know, our world as a whole, that's all destructible. That's why I would even say to Luciferians and elitists, whether in Europe and England and whether, you know, in the United States, Bohemian Grove, wherever you may be, military elitists also and political elitists need to listen carefully to the 3,000-year-old prophecy by God, Psalm 2, that also gives you a warning and an invitation right now. It's kind of like God wanting you to shock you out of this spiritually passionate, forceful delusion that has a living entity behind it. All of its energy, all of its events, all of its experiences All the listen, it can all be traced back to entities, starting with the fallen cherub himself, of course. So I'm mentioning the indestructible nature of God in relationship to globalism. I'm going to tell you right now that as globalism emerges, as the ideology is poured out in conferences around the world, Copenhagen, wherever it may be, world religion conferences, political, military, doesn't make any difference. You're going to find behind globalism, whether in education, military, vision and development, whether in political ideology, wherever you find it, you're going to be able to trace it back to spiritual sources. The ideology for globalism has a spiritual source, no different than Nazism having a spiritual force, inception, that birthed the ideology and the entire event. So if you can look back to the miniature event, though not miniature to the millions that lost their lives, or to those who are cooked in the gas chambers and shoveled into furnaces to annihilate an entire race of people. Now that attempt will occur again on the church and on Israel down the road. Once again, because God has divine origin in the church and in Israel and in the purposes of his redemption, I'm going to say clearly the church is indestructible. Israel will be indestructible to this very day, not because of anything on our part at all, in spite of Israel, in spite even of the church. There is an indestructible nature. Now, again, Satan and the dark side and the globalists, Luciferians, can strike at the church, infiltrate the church, harm the church, plot Israel's annihilation, all they want. And they will bring harm, and there will be battles lost. Even 2,000 years ago in the book of Daniel, God has given insight about the Antichrist, who will lead the new globalism and make war on the saints, conquering them for a time. But listen, until, have you heard of this? The Ancient of Days takes his seat. Find me this reference anywhere else. Find me this revelation anywhere else in literature. This incredible revelation of God as the Ancient of Days. The great white throne judgment is seen there. The presence of the Messiah is seen there even before he comes the first time in human flesh, and in reference to the second coming and in reference to the end of the age. So the book of Daniel is one of the most spiritually engaging prophetic books in all of Scripture. It completely jives with what Jesus unveiled in Matthew 24, Thessalonians 1st and 2nd, 1 John 2, and all of the book of Revelation. Matter of fact, you're going to find Jesus quoting Daniel. You're going to find this quoting of out of Daniel, even in the first chapter of the book of Revelation. And it's all about, again, heads up for the believers, getting to the believer the strategic, cutting-edge information. Instead of the church and believers being 30 years behind, we should be at the cutting edge. We should know what's coming. We should know the signs. We should be able to speak clearly about the prophetic writings that have been given by the command of the eternal God so that the nations might believe. Do you understand the mission, believer? Do you understand the mission? Maybe God would speak to the believers tonight and say, it's time to get up. Become as strong as you can become and fight like never before to do the will of God, take up the cause of Christ, and do the mission. That's what God is backing. If you're not doing the mission of God, don't expect the backing of God. Enough said there. That's just a little inspired sermon for you. By the way, if you want 31 Days Ablaze, little miniature sermons, they are on the shadowthedarkness.net site daily for you also. blessings. And hey, by the way, for those of you, especially in England, other places, every once in a while, folks, send me a note that you're out there. Let me know you're listening. I do appreciate the many, many, many notes over time. And truly, honestly, I've downloaded and or printed them out. Some of them are just really great blessings. So we're here for you. We're here compelled by the Spirit of God to do what we're doing. And it's always good to hear from someone saying, hey, we're praying for you. And I have no problem, embarrassment at all to say, hey, we need your prayers. And we're asking you to intercede for us and remember us. And so please do so. We appreciate that. We do put up the prayers before the show begins, after, that everyone listening, anyone listening to the archives down the road, that God's going to minister to you. And we have always said in the shows, we welcome the Luciferian, the reconnaissance agents that are out there, whether in military, political realms or deep in the black nobility of Europe and underground in, well, around the Vatican. I want you to know that it's okay. We're glad you're listening. And we want you to hear this revelation of God as indestructible. In comparison to the globalists, please understand, all Luciferians are globalists. All Luciferians and real transgenerational, multinational, older European Satanists, they are globalists. All the writers and founders of the New Age movement are globalists. Ancient occult-oriented led writers are globalists. All of those streams believe not only in a coming globalism that is spiritually led, inspired, led, and charged, but all those globalists believe that a future world leader, a la Alice Bailey, among the writings and, well, the speaking of the imams, and Islamic scholars, the Mahdi is to come. And in every definition of the Mahdi, we find that they're referring to the real Antichrist. It's pretty interesting that even the ufologists, remote viewers, and others that are engaged in the Akashic Records, hearing and receiving the data and not realizing that the energy behind it all has entities that are emanating that energy, guiding you, giving you the insight, that your insight matches that of old occultists, Luciferic and Luciferian writers. The goal, globalism. The goal, the emergence, the apocalypse of what is called, well, the little horn, Antichristus, if you look in 1 John 2, the beast in Revelation, or in 2 Thessalonians 2, Anthropos Anamos. And listen, you've got to understand there is no globalism without this leader coming. I call him Homo Satanus. I have said again and again, we're doing a series and we haven't added some lately. Listen, you got to remember, there's a lot of stuff we are doing. We've got a series on discernment, a series on Psy Wars, a series on Homo Satanus and others coming up. And we keep adding, but listen, we have got a lot of engagement. We have a lot of personal individuals. Listen, I got an email today about the ritualistic death of a girl up in way up there in Minnesota. And a request to give insight and help, and I've offered to even come up there. We've got a lot of things that we do here. We're going to be going into other states, and we're doing our work and counseling. This, what you're hearing right now, is part of all that we do. It's clear that it's part of the providence of God. So whoever you are, wherever you're at, whenever you're listening, I do know the Spirit of God will be engaging you on some level. I've seen it again and again and again from the writings that people have sent, but without that, I know. Because it's been a joy to walk with God, this indestructible God, with the indwelling of the Spirit of God, indestructible Spirit of God, knowing the indestructible Christ. Now, saying all of that, I've got to give you three things here in the last 13 minutes. The idea of the indestructible nature of God asserted in Scripture, number one. Number two, realized when the top anti-God forces seek to kill, annihilate God, can't even scratch the surface. That's number two. We're going to explain that in a second. And then thirdly, in the concept of the indestructible nature of God, God in all he says, all he does, all he is planning or saying that he is going to do, his work, it's indestructible. And I'll explain that as we go on. Number one tonight, asserted in scriptures, when you look at the, in James or through the Psalms or in Isaiah 46, as you look at the revelation in the Old Testament, progressive, more and more and more and more of the names of God that bring out the what God does, what God is. See, the names of God, even collectively added together, do not give us true revelation of God, but not total. In other words, even saying the name Yahweh, or in Isaiah 6, Yahweh Adonai, the Lord God Almighty, that brings to us, to our minds, wow, Almighty God. But does that bring to your mind the immutable God, the immense God, the infinite God, the immortal God, the indestructible God? You see, it's the collective scriptures that bring about this revelation more and more and more and more about God. Now, please understand, this is how it works. Some of you who heard me for the first time didn't know much about me at all. Then you heard again and again and again. You might have went to the shatterthedarkness.net site, read the bio, learned a little bit more. Some of you come to conferences that I've met. Some of you I've baptized. Some of you I talked to on the phone and we've corresponded. And you've listened. Some of you have listened. I've had some people say they have listened for the last 2 years and have listened to every single MP3 we've ever done. And to me, that is absolutely, I don't even know how that can be, because you're talking hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of MP3s. So it's obvious when you meet somebody for the first time, you get a surface meeting. And then you know more and more and more and more and more. You know why? Because we reveal ourselves. You know, in dating, we hold back in the beginning. You know that? We hold back. It's not that God is holding back. There is revelation as much as mankind can handle in a fallen state. Even Jesus did this in John's gospel about, because of their grief and him leaving, he couldn't say anything more to them. They couldn't handle it. Revelation is progressive. That means more of the unveiling of the nature of God. That's the beauty of studying the Word of God and reading it systematically, reading it in context, and finding out there is one author behind the totality of Scripture. Though there's 40 writers that are the vessels, all of which knew God personally, coming from three continents, three languages, over decades and decades, centuries of time, 1,600 years, all compiled together by the indestructible, eternal, uncreated Spirit of God. He's called the Spirit of Truth. Regardless of what you think of the Bible, open it up and begin to read it. Whether in China or Canada or Russia or wherever, 1,700 translations in the world where the Word of God has been given all over. The originals, well, of course, Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek. But I'm saying to you that God is so vast in his communication that he's preserved everything. No question here about the infallible nature, the indestructible nature, the incredible supernatural. You know, there's a military guy I read about one time years ago. I still have it here in a book. Started reading and studying the scriptures and slammed it shut. And he screamed out loud, "This book knows me." You know what that means? That the Word of God is animated by the very Spirit of God, the very presence of God. It's the only book whose author is always present. speaking. They're living words. Jesus said they're living words. God has spoken. He looked at it as the infallible word of God, alive with power. Memorize it, study it, learn it, meditate on it, read it, consume it, find more about the immaterial, indestructible, infinite, immeasurable, immortal, immutable presence of God. This, and especially if you're a believer, God's given you a way of coming to know, building your faith, strengthening you, and giving you a deposit of the revelation of God so that you can then, in turn, give answers to those that ask, speak to those who need. See, I find a lot of New Agers and a lot of people who say they're agnostic or atheists have really no concept of the depth of God. It's really true. So we're talking about in Scripture, it's asserted all the way through. And I'm going to give you Isaiah 46. I mean, you could go ahead and go through Isaiah's 40s all the way through the 50s, and you're going to find, again, this concept of the immutable, indestructible. Now, number two, I'm going to mention real quickly here with 7 minutes left. Number two, there has been, now listen, hold on to your coffee, there has been an attempt to annihilate God twice already. You can read it if you want to, Isaiah 9, Isaiah 14 specifically, Ezekiel 28, the concept that in the heavenlies, the once anointed cherub, there was a willed, violently willed insurrection that brought a total transmutation to the genetics of the once anointed cherub, who is now the fallen cherub, whose name now fits his nature, Satan. He's an adversary, a destroyer, a deceiver, a tempter. Jesus identifies this entity as the father of lies and a murderer. The Spirit of God identifies, well, you can call him the Lord of the Flies, you can call him a lot of things. Among the Luciferians, they're going to embrace the masqueraded presence. The New Agers are embracing the masqueraded emanation, the energy, the work of the spirits that are doing the experiential, spiritual, well, whether it's visions, dreams, voices, whatever it may be. It's all connected to the entities, the demons, to the doctrines, the didache of demons. It's all part of a plot, all part of a plan, and I'm going to tell you right now, they don't love the human race. They will give you something like a worm to a fish connected to a hook. Always a hook. Luciferian. Occultist. Don't forget Aleister Crowley. He died in poverty. He died diseased. He died in depression with vast losses. He shall not see the face of the indestructible God. Go read, and I challenge you to do so, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. As I said, number one, asserted in Scripture all the way through, demonstrated in Scripture all the way through, there's a beginning, there's an end, there's an alpha, there's an omega. But let me say, number two, there has been the attempt. No question in the heavenlies, and most Christians don't. And listen, I'm going to tell you right now, most Christians, if I was to say, did you know that there has been two attempts to annihilate God, and there is a third attempt that involves the New Age movement, that involves globalist ideology, that involves an acquisition of military men, women, and technology for the third and final pinnacle, a massive attempt to annihilate God. Now, most believers understand Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. Most understand the attempt to will against God, which that willing involved annihilating, pushing God off the locality of the throne, the visible locality of the concept of the throne of God. Second attempt, real quick here, Revelation 12, study it. Study it in context. As Messiah was coming, he's called God in human flesh, Emmanuel. As all the hundreds of prophecies that referred to his first coming and the Spirit of God that caused the conception, the genetics of the God-man incarnation, the invisible God becoming visible, please understand something. When you read Revelation 12, the Spirit of God gives you a panoramic view of what was there. The ancient dragon, the full force of the satanic force, was waiting. He knew prophecy. Waiting to devour, to destroy the Christ child, Emmanuel. To destroy him. Second attempt. All the way to the cross. Enter Judas. Betray the Son of God. To kill, but because of the sinlessness of this Savior and the indestructible nature of God, of Christ, of the Word, the resurrection blasted apart not only the finality of death and the ultimate powers of sin, but Satan too. The third and final attempt is Revelation 19:19. And I've said again and again, everybody should study it well, because globalism's goal under the forces is to bring destruction to God. Read about it. God is indestructible, that's a good thing. Romans 8, for all those believers in Christ, nothing can separate you from this indestructible God. He loves you. This is Russ Dizdar. If you don't know the Lord, come to Christ tonight. See you tomorrow night, Wednesday night, 6 p.m. God bless.